Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 2nd of June, 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. We have a very, very special guest tonight. We're going to bring up Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez just in a couple seconds here to take your questions on health. I was just talking to him about email, sent him with some blood results from me, and he's already given me a talking to, told me to get down there, so I'll be working that pretty quick myself. Believe me, friends, he will tell you the truth, and he'll give you some answers also. But you get your questions ready to call in, talk to us, ask questions about any health questions you may have about yourself, a family member or a friend. You can call 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. You can start filling lines right now if you want to. And don't forget, again, we're offering everything here we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. And this will be the last week I'm going to mention the video that Phil Hudock did that absolutely blows this coronavirus hyped-up situation out of the water. The virus is real, but the hype isn't. This will answer questions for you folks that you can share with your friends and family. Ask the donation, $10.54 if you want it. We're glad to send it to you. And the vaccination papers that you're going to need to give the officials when they ask you why you don't want a vaccination. These will answer the questions for them very quickly and precisely. Save you a lot of work trying to remember all the reasons that you have in your mind already. You just can't remember them all. We put them in writing for you. And if you want to send donations, enough pay postage, $3 or $4 pay postage, we'll send those to you. We're not trying to make money, folks. Just trying to break even and keep the bills paid here. That's all we're trying to do. Of course, still offering Backyard Medicine, a wonderful book. We have those on hand. And I'll say this, move on to our guest. We're going to have church again this weekend on Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. This will be the last time for this month because Phil and Lynn are going to take some time off and they're going to visit family. So please know that we want you to join us this coming Saturday. You can join us if you want by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and go on a live stream, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and we'll be there. Or you can call one of these two numbers. There is no code needed. You can call 605-562-0489. That's 605-562-0489 or 719-718-1679. 719-718-1679 to listen to us on the phone. And we hope you do that because I said this will be the last one for the month of June because Phil and Lynn will take some time off and trying to get some things done. I'll be helping my brother hopefully build on his house. He's trying to finish up, so it'll be a busy month ahead of us. And I want you to know that we want you to join us for all possible. If you want to call us in the office, you can call us at 800 777 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'd love to hear from you. Anything you might need from us, call tomorrow and talk to Lisa and tell what you want. And, of course, we'll be in the office on Thursday ourselves. But our guest tonight is Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Now, we're going to take phone calls out. Nobody's calling yet with health questions. Anything you had to ask about your personal conditions, I know I was talking to him about a test I sent him, and he was telling me exactly what I need to do. The first thing he said, you need to get down here. So I do plan to do that. I really do. I know he thinks I'm putting him off, but this virus scare had everybody shut down for a while. We're hoping to get down to be in Tijuana to be with Dr. Rodriguez for a couple of weeks and have some things done to us we've never done before when we were down there. And last time I can only stay for a week, so we're going to try to work out 2 weeks this time. But if you will call and talk to him, ask questions, please feel free to do that at 844-769-2944. Now, for you new listeners, Dr. Rodriguez is the head of BioCare Hospital in Tijuana, New Mexico. This man has treated everybody from regular people like me to movie stars. He's actually cured diseases like cancer and Parkinson's and other things. Helped many people in many different ways. And that's what he does. He does it naturally with as much natural processes as possible to get you healthy and tell you how to stay that way. Dr. Rodriguez, are you there?
I'm here, Pastor Butch. Really honored to be on your show.
Well, it's good to have you. It truly is. And I know you think I'm just saying this, but I really want to get down and see you. I was going to be down there in April, but everything went kind of kaplooey in April. You know that.
I know. Just tell me about it, yes.
It was insane.
Everything went upside down.
And it still is. I mean, as far as now, the riots all over the world, Dr. Rodriguez. They're rioting in Europe and in New Zealand and Ireland. They're rioting everywhere with what happened in Minneapolis.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's
so sad.
It's incredible, yes.
It is so sad. But I do want to come and see you. And very quickly, for new listeners, let them know a little bit about yourself, Dr. Rodriguez, and who you are and what you do.
I'm an MD. I'm a doctor, and when I finished my medical training, of course, I wanted to do what they tell you that doctors do, which is cure people. But the word has completely disappeared from the medical dictionary. If you go to the doctor and you say, "Doctor, can you cure me of this?" It's as if you said a bad word. People don't like to use that word for a reason. Because the most important illnesses that affect humankind today, and certainly in our environment, are so-called controllable diseases. In other words, you can more or less deal with them, sometimes for a long time, but you're never going to get rid of them. So when you go to the doctor and you say, "Doctor, how long do I have to do this for?" They tell you for the rest of your life. You will have to take the tablets for the blood pressure for the rest of your life, or your heart medication, or your anticoagulant, or this, or the other, or the next thing. You're stuck. You have to buy it for the rest of your life. So you're very well controlled. Not only the disease, but also yourself, because from now on you have to establish a budget to take care of diseases. And you know what? It is so easy. It has been so easy. I've seen it, and you have seen it through your lifetime. And it's indeed very sad. It's very sad because I remember the days when people were obedient, when you prayed and meant it, when you looked up to God and respected His mm-hmm. image, His teaching, and everything. And today, I don't know where all that went. We have become very arrogant, and we believe that we can live the life that we want, the way we want it, and that nothing is going to happen to us, because after all, we can always go to the doctor, get a prescription, take a pill, and solve the problem. So we can eat what we want, when we want, in any amount, and drink, and smoke, and get drugs, and party all night. We have a pill for everything. We have a pill for pain. We have a pill to wake up, a pill to go to sleep, a pill for blood pressure, a pill for sugar, a pill for this, for the other. So just live your life the way you want. Who cares? I mean, we do not have any respect for our own body, for our own health, and we just forgot it. But I remember when I was a kid, and I'm sure you do, that when you went to church or when you went to school or when you went to see the doctor, all that had a lot of respect around it. There are many things that you honored, and you were actually, you felt privileged to be able to talk to the policeman or talk to the principal of the school or talk to the minister at church. But today, people don't care about those things. And that's why probably one of the big reasons why we are where we are. Because we haven't been taken care of. I was listening at your introduction when you say nobody is going to cure us from this problem but ourselves. The answer has been all the time within ourselves. And that's what I started noticing as I became a doctor, that the prescription medicines that they tout, no, they don't cure you. And they don't intend to cure you. They don't care to cure you. They just want you hooked on whatever they give you for the rest of your life. And we have been very blind because we have forgotten that, number one, we have a creator that made us imperfection, and that we are supposed to take care of that body. We're supposed to take care of that health. We are supposed to consider our life and our body a blessing. But it's a blessing that has to be blessed and honored every single day. So every time we smoke a cigarette or we take a recreational drug or we don't eat on time or we eat things we know we shouldn't eat, etc., we're doing a terrible disservice to our body, and we're actually being irrespectful of what we should be honoring, which is the blessing of having a life. So that's what has brought us to this situation, and that's what I have been trying to do most of my professional life, to go back, to rewind, to say, look, you're sick, you're suffering, because there are a lot of things that you didn't do right. But it's never late. That's the most important lesson. It is never late to repent and say, you know, I think you're right, doctor. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start doing some exercise. I'm going to start taking care of my body. Now, in some cases, things could be a little bit more complicated than usual. And then it's going to take extra care. It's going to need intravenous supplementation. It's going to need antioxidant therapies. And in that case, you have a hospital like ours. Doctors like the doctors in our team, people that are going to try to bring everything back to normal so you can start healing yourself. So your body starts working better, functioning better, and recuperating. One good example, is diabetes. Let's say you are having sugar problems, you're beginning to have sugar problems. This is when things are beginning. And you say, oh my God, I'm diabetic, and the doctor told me that this is it, I will never go back to normal, I will have to take medication for the rest of my life, and so on. But if you start helping your body your body can do wonderful things. And I'm not saying this just in like in a very nice speech. I'm saying this because it is a fact. Now we are discovering that when the body is given a different way to function, it'll start sending messages so things work again. And diabetes is a very good example because they have discovered, and probably you know people that have done it, that begin with diabetes and the doctor says, you know, you have high sugar, you will have to take medication, etc. But these people, some people say, oh, I'm going to become a vegetarian, or I'm going to be doing this sort of a diet, or I'm going to start doing some lifestyle changes like in exercise and so forth. Well, now we know that a lot of these good things will send a message to the pancreas, and the pancreas, provided we still have some beta cells, which are the insulin producers, that are functioning well, if they're given the opportunity, they will start reproducing and recreating insulin. So people that begin with diabetes, that start with a lot of discipline, with a lot of obedience and changing their ways, they can all of a sudden have a normal sugar, and all of a sudden they're not taking any medication, yet their sugar is not going up anymore. Why? Because they are now producing again insulin of their own. But you had to give the body the possibility. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. We're not getting any calls right now, folks. If you want to call, you can. 844-769-2944. I'm going to share some information with Dr. Rodriguez. He already knows some of it. And let him answer questions concerning myself, if you don't mind. And we'd love to hear from you, too. I do mean that. Now, I am always, since I got out of high school, I weighed 240 pounds, got out of high school. I went through military training. I went through 6 weeks of hard physical exercise. Lost down around 215. All right? Mm-hmm. And that's where after 6 weeks of really hard work, that's where I got. Now I'm about 252. I'm a few pounds heavier than I was when I graduated. So I've been the same size ever since 1966, body-wise. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Of course, I'm not 19 any longer either. I know that. But my sugar A1C last time was 6.4, which I know is a little bit high. Mm-hmm. I'm working with diet best can on that. The one you saw, the sugar level on the report from the doctor, was non-fasting. My sugar that morning was like 110. After I eat it, was 144. So I'm trying. You know, we are working at keeping that within a decent range by diet, and I did join a gym. I love working out. I'm enjoying that. But as far as losing weight, I'm not losing a lot of weight, and I do not eat as much as everybody thinks I do. I truly don't. I've had this size for so long, and according to the VA, Agent Orange pretty much killed my pancreas. So I don't know what all that adds up to. I mean, I really watch what I eat. I truly do. I'm 99% of the time I watch what I eat, and I'm not gaining weight. I'm not losing weight. I'm holding my own. And with the Agent Orange supposedly killing the pancreas, I'm not sure, can it still be reversed?
Well, let's say you're not going to, I don't know what's the condition at this point or how much we can accomplish, but let's say you're not going to regress to the point where you were, let's say, 15 years ago. But for sure, you can improve a lot. Now, the sugar level that you say it's because I had eaten is sometimes very misleading, but the A1C. Other reading, the A1C, that is going to give you a number that gives you an average of how you handle your sugar in your body. And
6.4, yes.
Yeah, definitely is high. Definitely is high. We should have it under 6. We should have a much better reading, and I think we can accomplish a lot of that with very little medication. But there are a lot of things that we have to correct because you have probably generalized swelling, kidney function problems, because when the sugar goes up, it affects just about every single function of the body. Now, we know that diabetes affects two things head on. One is your kidneys, the other one is your vascular tree, and that can affect circulation anywhere in your body. Where it's more obvious, where the blood vessels are the smallest, like the retina. We know people that with high sugar levels tend to have more problems with eyesight.
Well, I will share this with you too then. I have my eyes checked annually. I just had it done a few months ago, and the eyes were, other than being corrected some with glasses, my eyes looked good. They said there are no signs of any troubles from diabetes yet. I had the circulation checked in both my legs. It was 90% in both legs. Now I'm 71 years old, which I thought 90% was pretty good.
All you're telling me is you have the chance to win big.
All right.
If you do as I say, that you know, that's one of the good things of being a doctor, and for sure it's also a good thing of being a pastor, because you know that when you advise people, you're advising them for their own good. So you feel very confident when you say, "Do as I say," not because I'm right, but because that's the way it is.
It's the right thing to do.
And so packing a suitcase and coming to a place like this and spending some time and using full time. I always make the comparison, like, for example, when you have a car and your car begins to give you some little problems, and sometimes a change of oil or a little bit of this or that is going to do the trick. But every now and then, the mechanic is going to tell you, you know what, you have to drop the car for 2 days in the garage because I have to do a little bit more than just doing a simple thing. So leave your car in here for a couple of days, for 4 days, and I'm going to give you back a much better machine.
Well, I want to tell you that, you know, it's down there. I can't believe how long it's been. It's been, what, 3 or 4 years now since I was down there last time. And we had every intention of coming back, and we were coming back this April, but everything kind of fell apart on that. We do want to come back down there. I truly do. And I'm going to come back down. I want to spend 2 weeks. When we come down the last time, the folks, I'm going to tell you what some of the procedure was down there that we went through. And the line's open if you have any questions. But I want you to know that I totally believe what Dr. Rodriguez is doing. I met the man personally. I've hugged his neck. I know what kind of guy he is. I met the people he's treated. I've met those who were sick and came down for help. I've talked to him. I sat there in the rooms or in the hallway of the hospital, and we talked. And I had some good times with the staff. I mean, the nurses and the doctors are all good people. I enjoyed the nurses. Both male and female nurses were good young people, good people that we joked and laughed a lot. It's like kind of going to visit friends. It really is. It's not like going to a hospital. But if you want to call and talk to him, 844-769-2944. He answers questions for you right on the air, and even a little bit, give you a phone number where you can call and talk to him off the air. He'll talk to you quite at length at his office if you want to talk to him there. But when we went down there, one of the first things I remember doing, a doctor punched my finger and took mine and Marcia's blood. And he looked at our blood, and he let us see it under the microscope. And I was amazed, I was astounded at how beautiful the blood cells are. The red ones are beautiful, but the white blood cells are like diamonds sparkling. I mean, you have to see God's creation that, or you're really blinded to the truth. He looked at me and he said, "Pastor, you have back trouble." He saw that in my blood. I thought, oh, wow, I just met the man. I didn't know. I hadn't told him anything. He said, you have back problems. And he was right. And of course, he went from there, and you'd started the next morning with something I didn't enjoy. It was coffee enemas. I didn't like that at all, but you did coffee enemas. And we had the chelation treatments. And other things you did to us while we were there that tested us out. And we were there for a week. And the day before left there, you said, "Pastor, but you're in good health." And I appreciate what you told me, because I felt like maybe I was okay to move to go for a longer. But this week, this time I'm coming down, I want to do the stem cell, where you take our stem cells and you use them on us. Can you explain how that works and what that can do? Can that help my pancreas be healed?
Oh, yes, yes. What happens is, the way we heal within the body is when some cells are not working anymore. They have something called apoptosis, which is a self-destruction process. If any cell considers itself not useful anymore, that cannot fulfill the function, it has internal mechanisms by which it will try to reprogram itself and function better. If it can't, it's going to destroy itself. It's going to disappear. It triggers enzymatic functions within the cells that are going to take care of that cell, and the cell is gone. But we have to get the new cells to replace that. And the way we replace cells in the body is by stem cells. We used to believe that stem cells were only something that's in embryonic life. But no, it is not only in embryonic life. Even as an adult, actually, we continue to make stem cells all throughout our life. Up to the day we die, we're still producing stem cells. And these stem cells, what they're going to do is they're completely and thoroughly traveling the whole body every day, every second, and they're locating the areas that have problems. How do they know you have a problem? Because there might be a sign of inflammation. So they go to that area, and they will start replacing the cells that are damaged or dead by new cells. And we start creating a new body every single second of our life. We're going to be doing better and better every second of our lives. And these cells are produced by ourselves. We have them within us. And now what we can do is we can collect them, we can concentrate them, we can make them more active, and give them back to the person to reestablish new functions, to heal some areas of the body.
Well, you know, that in itself is amazing. I can't believe the phone lines are quiet. I'm sure people call and asking questions. But I wanted to share, you know, I don't mind sharing on the air the situations I have. I'm only a man too, Dr. Rodriguez. I may be a pastor and I stay active and I overall feel good, but I have problems too that I got to fight, and I've been fighting this issue for a lot of years, and by the grace of God, keeping it pretty much under control with medicine and diet. But I would like to work more with the stem cells, and I would like to learn how, somehow, maybe perhaps a better way to maybe take off a few pounds and do it in a way that, I mean, I'm not eating much now. What do I need to change? Folks, at the break, we'll come back with more questions. If you have any questions, feel like calling, please do. 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back here and talk to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Now, write down this number, please. Write down this toll-free number. You can call and talk to him. Now, if he's not there, he'll call you back. But please, I'm asking, I mean this sincerely, you call and talk to Dr. Rodriguez. He's a kind of man that wants to talk to you. He's not going to rush you off the phone. He's not going to tell you some simple thing and go on and forget about you. He's going to be there to try to help you. You call him at 800-701-7345. That's 800-701-7345. You call tomorrow. Now, they're on West Coast time. It's East Coast time. It's 8:30. It's 5:30 at their time now where he is in Tijuana, right down below San Diego. But now you call him tomorrow. You ask him questions. And tell him he sent you over. And if you ask, he'll send you a DVD, information about the hospital. Anything that you want to know, he'll do that. I don't know how this man stays in business. He's such a giving individual. I mean, he's that kind of guy. Yeah, he has to pay bills just like we do here at the ministry, but he doesn't see it as a business. He sees it as a ministry himself, trying to help sick people. And I'm wanting to go down there so desperately, and I intend to go down there as soon as possible. Right now I have a son in from Colorado Springs visiting, and I'm going down. I have to go see him, folks. It's for my own good. It's for Marcia's good. I've got to get guest hosts for a couple of weeks, fill in for us, and take care of the place here where we're going, but I'm going down to see Dr. Rodriguez and his staff. He has the best staff available anywhere. And going to see him in a BioCare hospital is not like going to a hospital. It's like going to see family. And when you're through with what you're doing in the morning, they'll take you uptown, let you shop a bit in some little shops up there. But so enjoyable. You can spend your day talking to other people. It's not like that you're going somewhere to be cooped up in a room all day. It's not the same thing. You call him at 800-701-7345. Let's take a first phone call. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim, welcome. Come on in.
Good evening. I have a long-standing problem with candida fungus in the gut. It's been there for so many years, probably most of my life. Today is my 73rd birthday, so it's been
happy
a long
birthday.
Time since I
happy
had...
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Do you have any suggestions on a good protocol to get this stuff out of my system? Because it's got me to the point where, depression and nervousness and sleep problems, that kind of goes with the territory with this. And the depression and the mental problems that go with it keep me from really getting out there and doing things with life. So I just need to try and find some kind of protocol that's going to really get to take care of this stuff, because I'm kind of floundering with it right now.
Let me tell you something. I think this is a providential call, because one of the things that we have dealt with for many years is chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, candida, all these diseases that arise because of a weaker immune system. We, throughout our lives, we have an equilibrium between our body defenses and the bugs that live around us, the microbes. And one of the most common ones is candida, which is a fungus. And if for any reason our immune system goes down, then that fungus is going to attack. And it's going to, for some people, it's very difficult to recuperate. Because you might take a treatment against the fungus that can be successful. But it's going to come right back because the conditions in your body allow it to happen. I'm going to tell you a fungus that we live with every day, and many of us have seen it. Let's say you have a room that has been dark and humid for a long time. One of those back rooms that sometimes we have in the farm or in our houses that we hardly ever open. And one day you go, because you're looking for something, you open the door, and you find all these black stains and spores floating on the air and so forth. That's a fungus. That's like candida. And you might clean it, but it's going to come right back. It's going to come right back because the conditions for it to grow are fantastic. So what you have to do is you have to open up the windows, open up the door, let the sunlight, let the air go by, create life within that room, and then the fungus is going to be defeated. In your body, yes, we have a protocol. And I beg you to write down the 800 number that they just gave you. Talk to me. I can give you a lot of names of people all around the U.S. that have come to the hospital that were absolutely successful. I many times tell people I could almost give you a written guarantee that this is going to work. What we're going to do is we're going to change the conditions of your body. We have to rebuild all your immunity. We have to work with your intestinal flora. I don't have to tell you, it has a lot to do with how your intestinal tract works. I'm sure you have problems in that area because you're also telling me that you have a lot of nervous system problems like insomnia and nervousness and depression. And you might be very tired, yet you cannot conciliate sleep, etc. So all these, as you said, it goes with the diagnosis, and people are completely flabbergasted because they say, "What's going on? I cannot be sick of my nerves and my tummy and my skin and my fingernails and my mouth. Everything. It cannot be wrong." But it's a systemic response of the body against that fungi that are growing all in many places of your body. Yes, we have a treatment. Yes, we have been successful. You have to come to the hospital for, let's say, 10 days to 2 weeks. And believe me, because you have done it, you have tried it to no avail, this is the time to say, okay, I'm going to go to a place that's professional, that has dealt with it, that I have talked to people that have done it and have told me that, yes, it works. And then say, I'm just going to go there, relax, and let somebody else take over and solve this problem for good.
Okay.
There you go. And Jim, okay, I want to tell you, Jim, I promise you.
I'm not telling you to do anything right now. I'm saying, call me tomorrow. I'll give you names and phone numbers. Talk to people. Explore these possibilities for a few days. And then say, yeah, I think this is for me.
All right, well, I know the fungus is there. It's systemic. I probably started with when I had a course of antibiotics when I was younger for a facial problem.
It always, yeah, that's exactly what happens. That's exactly what happens.
And
many people start on antibiotics when they're still breastfed, because we have created a generation of people that grew up on antibiotics because of little bit of a flu, because of a little bit of infection, because of skin rashes, because of these respiratory infections and so on. The fact is that we are giving antibiotics to everybody in a massive, undiscriminated way. And when you do that, then you kill the bacteria that should keep the equilibrium between your body and those foreign things. So like Candida. Candida probably lives in every one of us, myself, Pastor Butch, everybody, they're in everybody's body. But God provided us with a lot of bacteria that keep it at bay. If I take an undiscriminated antibiotic for a long period of time, or worse, they change it several times and so on, then they're going to kill all those things, and then the fungi are going to take control of our bodies. And getting rid of them will require not only destroying the fungi, but also building up everything back, all your defenses back, all your natural defenses back, and when you finish with that, you're going to be healthy and feeling good. You won't be taking medication. You might be taking supplements, health supplements, which are actually parts of food.
And Jim, do follow up with him. Do call tomorrow and ask him more questions. And if at all possible, arrange a trip down the seam. I know if you're like me, you're not a wealthy man, but I promise you, this guy will work with you. I've seen too many people helped by him to know that it does. His protocols don't work. And I want to go see myself so desperately. And I know that I'm busy. I know I've got to take care of things here, just like you do. But our health is more important than a couple of weeks of doing letting somebody else do it for us. You know that. So you need to call tomorrow and talk to him, ask more questions.
All right, I will call him. What was his first name again?
Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Rodrigo Rodriguez.
Okay. All right, I'll give him a call tomorrow. Is there any particular time that's better, or does it matter?
Any certain time, Doctor?
Go ahead. 9 to 4 o'clock Pacific time. We're on Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Just like
All
Los
right,
Angeles.
Thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jim. Thanks for the call. Mm-hmm. Folks, we got calls. If you want to call, got time. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. One more time. 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you. Dr. Rodriguez, when folks come down, I know that I'll tell them, the folks of service, if you do decide to go down there, you picked up at the San Diego Hospital, driven into Tijuana, treated like you are somebody special. They take you in. They take you into your room, set you up in your room, and it's almost like being in a motel as far as how you're treated. It's not like, again, going to the hospital. You're not chained to a room, and you're not going to sit there all day long waiting for the doctor to come in and see you and to just talk to you 5 minutes and give you a shot or give you an IV and leave. That doesn't work that way down there. They come in and see you often all day long. They do things with you and for you. And they take time to talk to you. Dr. Rodriguez, I learned more from you and Dr. Vasquez and Dr. Orlando in a few hours than I learned in probably 40 years here in the States. Now, that's the truth.
Well, I'm very happy. Well, you know, it's just like the work you do. I mean, when you sincerely believe that you were given a profession, that you were given a knowledge, you should be sharing it. You should be putting it to good use. And to me, I have this dire need to share it because, again, I know people are going to do a lot better. I have told many people, I know what you have. I understand your problem. I know I can help you. All I need is your pajamas, because no, writing a prescription to do something, it's not anymore the way we should be dealing with this, at least not all the time. You will be able to take, as I was saying, supplements. You will be taking care of yourself. Instead of taking a drug, you have to take care of what you eat, how you eat, how you exercise yourself, etc. You have to be taking care of yourself in the same way you take care of a plant or a pet. You have to be a lot more considerate with yourself, but you will not have to be taking drugs that in the long run are going to give you side effects that you do not want, you don't need.
Well, I want to ask you a question, too, because obviously, and being a pastor, and I like to think I know a little bit about Bible, I know a little bit about what's happening in this country, and actually around the world. With all the problems with the coronavirus, and again, I do believe, as like I said, it's been really hyped up. But nonetheless, it's shut down businesses all over the world and all over our country. 56% of small businesses in this country are not going to reopen. They can't. They're out of money. And the stress now with this rioting going on, and I was talking to Lisa. She answers the phone for us. She's out of Wisconsin. She answers the phone for us during the week. A lot of their businesses up there are barricaded off because of riots. And I got another call, but I want to ask this question first. People right now are stressed and maybe depressed really feeling frustrated and down. Can you help them? Physically, I mean.
You know what? Yes. I think we have to be a little bit more understanding about ourselves. We have to learn to be more considerate to ourselves. And when we see all these things happening, one of the first things that comes to my mind is supplementing. You know, vitamin C, I'm going to give you a very simple piece of advice. Vitamin C actually works on stress, very much like adrenals. Humans do not produce vitamin C. Other animals do. But when animals are stressed, they immediately produce steroids and vitamin C. We cannot produce vitamin C. So we're stuck with whatever level of vitamin C we have at that moment. But steroids, for sure, are going to go up. So if we are living under stress, this is the time to supplement with vitamin C. Plus, vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant. And now that we're talking, for example, about coronavirus and all those things, antioxidation is one of the things that we need. So taking a healthy amount of vitamin C is not far-fetched. It's actually very smart. And the more stressed you are, just add one gram or a couple of grams of vitamin C to your daily regime. Nothing is going to happen to you because vitamin C at those levels is absolutely non-toxic. It's part of food. Or if you want, well, get a lot of lemonade and a lot of things like that. Actually, strawberries are very rich in vitamin C. So, and this is a good time to get fresh strawberries. So let's learn to deal with these conditions to be healthier. Now, if we feel that things are taking over, then it's the time for more professional advice. And again, they can email me all they want, as many times as they want. No strings attached. Ask questions like that. Doctor, I'm under a lot of stress. What would you tell me to do? What do you ask me to do? Now, for me, it's very important if you're going to send me an email to give me some basic information. I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm 50 years old, this is my height, this is my weight, just to have an idea of what I'm dealing with, because of course it's different if you're 20 years old than if you're 60. It's different if you're a man or if you're a woman, and it's different if you are 200 pounds or if you are 250. So that gives me ideas to say, you know, I think you could do this, and I'll be very happy. I love doing those things and helping people out of questions they might have running around their heads. You don't need any extra stress.
And folks, you can email him at doctor@biocarehospital.com. Is that right, Dr. Rodriguez?
That's
is that right?
Doctor
at BioCare Hospital. Okay, all right. So Folks, email him, doctor@biocarehospital.com. Call him at 800-701-7345. All right, let's go next to Ren in Pennsylvania. Ren, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to ask Dr. Rodriguez whether stem cells can be used for congestive heart failure and perhaps the, I guess, the thyroid hormone, and some people who also need their knee replacement. Instead of getting a knee replacement, maybe stem cells could do the healing.
Okay, I'm going to tell you an absolute yes to all of the above. Stem cell, one of the areas where it has shown excellent promising results is in heart damage, heart muscle damage, which is the origin of congestive heart failure. It has worked wonderfully also on joints, particularly the knees, because they're bigger joints. But we have used it on shoulders, we have used it on elbows, we have used it in... And again, if you call me or if you send me an email, I'll be happy to give you the names of phone numbers of people that have done it. Because, of course, to me it's very easy to say, oh, yeah, for sure, it's very good. No, but I can put you in contact with people that can tell you, I went to the hospital, I got my therapy there, and this is what I did, this is what I felt, and this is how am I doing. Because nothing beats that piece of advice, because if somebody has already done it, you can ask, does it hurt, did it bother you, how long after you got it, you got the response, etc. So it's very healthy to get advice from people that have done this. But definitely, it's a yes for everything you told me. Stem cells are very promising. And particularly in those degenerative conditions, heart failure is a degenerative condition produced by chronic damage to the muscle of the heart. And that you can recuperate. You can make it function better. And while you're in the hospital, we're going to be having a full-time 24/7 strategy against inflammation. A lot of the problems that you have been triggered by chronic inflammation in your body, whether you acknowledge it or not, because we're always thinking that inflammation is swelling, and if you don't have your ankles swollen, you say, but I don't have any inflammation. Sure you do. It can be anywhere in your body. It could be in your blood vessels. It could be in your lungs. It could be anywhere in your body. And if you don't defeat it, it's going to be very hard to fight it back. And I'm going to tell you something even more important. When people come in the hospital, you're going to let go probably 70% of that inflammation in the next 3 days.
Wow.
In the first 3 days. That's why I like people to come. That's what I'm telling Pastor Butch to do, 2 weeks. Because then that'll give me time to, first of all, clear things and then rebuild things. You see, we have to remove a lot of things that have accumulated in the body so the stem cells can really be successful.
Now, what is the percentage of... success to failure ratio, and I heard someone say the cost of a stem cells for the knee was around $3,000. How much would it be for the heart stem cell treatment?
You're going to be under a whole program, and that program, which is going to take care of you metabolically, will also have the stem cell transplantation, systemic for the heart and the local for the knee. So it's not a matter of doing this or that. Because if you go, let's say, you can go to a place where they're going to tell you, I'm going to do stem cells on your knee, period. If you don't fight inflammation before that, if you don't build your metabolic competence before that, then those cells are going to have much less chances of being successful. You need a healthier body to have these cells being successful.
That's very important to know. So it's not just a matter, it's not a magic bullet, because it is not a drug. You're using cells of your body to go and replenish damaged areas, so they're going to need a healthy body. When you come for example, for stem cells, you will not get them during the first week, because you want to clear the problems. You want to intravenously supplement the person. You want to see, as the Pastor Butch was mentioning, on your live blood analysis, that your cells are catching up, that functioning better, that blood flows better, that everything functions better. And you're going to feel it. You're going to notice it. In 2-3 days, you're going to say, yep, I have heard this many times. When people tell me, yeah, I think this is working. I can tell the difference. I can feel the difference. I can see the difference in the mirror, because complexion changes. A lot of lines in the face are because of swelling. That's going to be gone. That's going to be gone. You're going to feel very, very different.
No, Ren, you can't beat that. It makes you prettier, too.
I'm just curious, what would be the general average cost range, and what's the success-failure rate?
Call me tomorrow. Call me tomorrow, and we'll talk about all those things.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
You have his number, right, Ren? You have his number?
Yes.
Okay, you call tomorrow and talk to them. I promise you, they'll do everything in their power to help you. I promise you that. They really will. And thanks for the call, Ren. God bless. And folks, we're about out of time, about 2 minutes left or so. Dr. Rodriguez, I don't want to say, except I want to thank you for all you do. And by God's grace, I will see you as soon as possible. And I do sincerely mean that. May I call you after we go off the air?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, if you ain't around me, I'll call you. Anything you want to tell the folks in the next 2 minutes? What do you want to tell them in closing?
Take action. I would put it in just two words. Take action. Don't wait for your health to go down. Don't wait for your body to deteriorate. Don't wait for things to go wrong. Take action. Just, you owe it to yourself. Just sit before yourself and say, I have to do something. I have to improve my body. I have to function better, because I have to honor my body and be of use to everyone and be healthy.
All right. Dr. Reyes, God bless you. Talk to you soon after the air. Folks, we love you, and by the grace of God, see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.